Nick Revolt, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by one of Rui's ex-teammates, Bill, who is absolutely flying over in the US, Aaron Sipos.
Our next guest played 28 AFL games, but is now in the big time of the NFL, punting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
As Sipos, that's a good-looking punt today. He drops another one inside the 10. What an NFL debut from Aaron Sipos.
Before he and the Eagles take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday, please welcome Aaron Sipos.
Ah, Sipos, good to have you with us, Aaron. It's mate, it's a long way from the days at St Kilda, leading out and clunking a few, six seasons at St Kilda. And, mate, you've made the transition. I must say, it's been absolutely stunning. Your first game 6 weeks ago was a beauty. Six games into your career, we hope it's a long one. How's it been so far, mate?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, and it's been absolutely incredible. The process to get over here has been a bit of a long one, but you know, it's been great fun at the moment, and thoroughly enjoy what I've been doing. And hopefully, the stats can keep going higher, and you know, continue to play some good football.
Mate, take us through a bit of your journey. So we know you're at the Eagles now. You've made it to the big time. You're one of what, 30-odd blokes who actually get to do something that you're doing, which is punt in the NFL. How have you gotten to this point?
Yeah, look, as I said before, it was a little bit of a process in terms of getting over there and over here, sorry, I should say. And, you know, I started out at a program called Pro Kick Australia with Nathan Chapman. And, you know, he's obviously got a program designed for kids to come over here and get through the college system first if they want to try that before trying to make their way to the NFL. So I reached out to him in about the middle of 2017 and really thought it was something that I wanted to do, and just reached out to him, went down for a kick at Gosh's Paddock kind of on a random Wednesday night, which was really strange. And I had a couple of kicks there, and he thought I was going to be capable enough to go play college football and some pretty high standard, I guess, for college football. And I was fortunate enough to make my way to Auburn University, which is obviously one of the top 10 schools in America. I played two seasons there, which was awesome, and lucky enough to go well enough there to give myself a chance to make it to the NFL. So bit of a journey, but so far so good.
Hey, well done, Aaron. It's Billy here in the studio. Long way from Seaford, where Roo, he hated, to America. That is.
We all hated it.
Didn't you blokes hate it down there? What about, you'd always talk good about, the great facilities, they're brand new. How good are the facilities there, the ground? And you blokes hated it. Jeez, that was fantastic. Hey, the mechanics of kicking, is it different, an AFL footballer kicking, than American punter kicking?
I mean, most things are kind of similar, I guess. We're trying to, you know, make the punting aspect a bit more creative. But, you know, it's not as simple as just going out there and just kind of putting it on your boot and just seeing where it goes type thing. And there's a little bit more technique to it and making sure that you're kind of nice and straight and everything kind of in line with the way you want to kick the ball. Obviously, in AFL, we kick it across our body a lot and can come up with a few tricks here and there. But you know, it's really have to kind of dumb it down a little bit and make sure you're kind of kicking straight and narrow the whole time. And it's been a bit of a process again, like going from just trying to mess around with it to actually trying to stay nice and straight and making sure I'm putting it in a good spot every time. It's been a bit of a challenge, but it's been good.
How about the pressure, mate? Because I mean, footy, you go out and it's, you know, the game starts and it's instinctive and you get the footy and you play on and it sort of flows. Whereas what you're doing, it's stop, start, you run out, you are the center of attention and everyone's looking at you and this is just like, this play is on you. How different is that pressure and how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I mean, you know, I don't really ever think about it in that way. I just kind of go out there and know that I trust myself with everything that I've put in terms of preparation and stuff like that. When I go out on there on game day, it just becomes natural to me a little bit. So it does sound a bit strange to obviously say, but I feel like that I put in the time and effort to go out there and perform on game day. And it is, you know, four or five opportunities every time to go out there and do it. And you do obviously have to do it very well, but you know, that's what I practice for during the week and things like that to make sure I'm ready to go for those four or five moments. So while you've said all those things and it comes across that way a lot, I really try and simplify it as much as possible.
What about in the change rooms, the dynamics there? Do you have all the punters or you Aussies over there, and do you have the big quarterbacks on all the dough? They are over there. And do you actually get on like the Aussie rules, like down there at Seaford? Do you all get on?
It's a little bit different. It is a little bit different compared to the AFL kind of area. Like, you know, obviously, you know, Rui had a thoroughly good career and, you know, played for a long time, but I still think we got a coffee a few times, which is nice. Whereas I don't think I've even sat down for lunch with Jalen Hurts yet or anyone like that. So it's just a different dynamic. Everybody kind of goes in and gets their business done, and offense and defense is so different to where I obviously play. So you spend a lot more time with the two or three guys that you play in a similar position with and kind of go from there.
Would he know your name? Would he say, "Hey, Sippo, how are you?" Yeah,
he would, which is a good thing. Yeah, I do appreciate that a lot. So at least he knows the nickname, which is great. So I'll give him a thumbs up for that for sure.
Well, what about some of the other differences, mate? You're obviously you're playing against the Las Vegas Raiders this week in the shiny new stadium they've got there. What about like flying private and doing, you know, like AFL players, they get on a domestic airline, and they got, you know, they might be sitting next to someone that barracks for them or despises them, and you get a
crying
kids.
It must be
so different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, obviously you've done the trip from Australia to America, and you have the big jumbo planes that you kind of get to hop on and do that. And we have one of them just all to ourselves, which is kind of nice. So you do get to sit in some pretty nice seats to kind of make sure you're nice and relaxed going into the game, which is handy. I don't even know if I know how to go through a normal airport anymore, because I'm kind of just gone through that a few times, which is pretty cool. So that sounds terrible. That sounds terrible of me. But,
mate, we're in lockdown here. We get out tonight in Melbourne, and you're bloody going on private planes. What about the diets? Do the big boys, I think they're the linesmen or whatever they are, the big boys, can they eat whatever they want, and then you're on a different diet?
Basically, I mean, I'm not on a strict diet as what I used to be. I probably wasn't good at that back then either, but the linesmen can kind of do whatever they want now. I mean, they're just big dudes just eating two plates for lunch, dinner, breakfast, just doing all everything to make sure they kind of keep on the weight. Yeah. So it's pretty funny to watch.
Perfect. That's a pearl. And,
you'd fit in. Well, Bill, you can get over there and block. Zippo, talk to us about Philadelphia. There's been a lot of talk recently about Philly. I mean, in particular with Ben Simmons in the news. So I was talking to a few mates today that are right into their sports. I reckon Philly is the toughest sports town in America in that they eat their own if it's not going well, and, you know, clearly passionate, but they can get frustrated. And what's it like being in a town like Philadelphia that is so sports crazy? And is there any chance you can go and just grab Ben Simmons for a coffee, fellow Australian, and just straighten him up a little bit?
Exactly.
I don't think Ben Simmons wants to talk to anybody at the moment, by the sounds of it. So
he's
not
having big news. Like, what's the sort of feeling?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, is that he's obviously wanted to do his own thing, and it's obviously a bit disappointing for the 76ers because they've invested a lot of time and effort into him. But as you said about the Philly fans, I think if he comes back in and gets his name called out over the announcers to saying that he's coming back in for game two, I think there'd be some serious boos going on, no matter, you know, even if he is wearing the 76ers jersey. That's how passionate and, you know, it's amazing, to be honest. I know that we're not going well enough in our games. They're booing us for sure. We're down 17-0 going into the halftime. They're giving us a hard time. There's no doubt about that. So there's some chants around the stadium, 75,000 all yelling out and saying, "You need to be better," or "run the ball," or something like that. It's outrageous. But at the same time, you've probably got to enjoy their passion, and that probably makes you want to play a little bit better too. So hopefully I don't ever have to worry about that too much, and I'm just going out there doing my thing, and hopefully the other guys are doing their job too.
No, you're going all right, mate. You've played six games and you've had 14 kicks or 14 punts. And Rui said, "Well, nothing much has changed since the St Kilda days." I said,
"Shut up, Bill."
I said, "You can't say that, Rui."
To be honest, he's not wrong. So it's
don't believe him. Don't fall for it.
Where you living? Who are you living with? Have you got a girlfriend or boyfriend in today's world? What are you doing?
Look, I'm I'm living kind of just north of the city. I'm only about 10 minutes outside of the city. I'm in a pretty nice spot, which I can't really complain with. And you know, I'm living with my now wife that I've been with for over 9 years now, and actually got a little one on the way. So 34 weeks, and so she's very, very close, which is super exciting. So I've got a few things to kind of take care of and worry about, but I'm super pumped, and she's been along with me for the whole ride, which has been amazing, and hopefully we can continue the journey.
Oh, good on you.
What a journey you've both been through together from the St Kilda days. Hey, just on like the support network and stuff. So, you know, like AFL clubs have development officers and they've got all those people there to wrap their arms around you and help you. Does the same sort of thing exist, or is it completely different and you just, you know, you clock in, you clock out, and then you're left to your own devices a bit?
Yeah, no, it's definitely very similar in that aspect. There's a lot of development that goes on for the younger guys, especially to, you know, come into such a professional kind of setting and trying to make sure they feel comfortable with everything that they do. And certainly a focus on the development side of things and making sure, again, knowing the game plan, because those books are absolutely massive in terms of knowing every play and things like that, which is something that they need to have, I think, to just to continue to get better, which is great. And, you know, obviously we have other support staff that can kind of help you with your, you know, mentally and that too, I guess, because, you know, the game is quite challenging and each play is super important. So, you know, having those kind of things have certainly been great and great resources.
Hey, well done, Aaron.
Clearly working, mate. Clearly working. You've gotten off to an incredible start, Bill.
Yeah, fantastic. It's great to talk to him. Good luck in Vegas. Hope you can get out after you have a nice win there. But and all the best with the young one coming along, of course. No, it's bloody good to say you know these blokes, and especially you play with him, Rue. So, hey, good on you, Aaron, and thanks for your time today, mate.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Rui and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.